Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
Yeah, man, what it do? This your boy Pookie, man, coming to you from Urban South, man. Urban South Radio. And check this out, y'all. I still got the staff on hiatus right now, man. Everybody taking a break, but we coming back soon. I'm getting all your emails. I'm getting all your phone calls. Just hold out for a second. January 2010. We're coming back to you live from the Valley of the King Studios in Dallas, Texas. We got some new shows. We got some new stuff going on. Hey, man, y'all gonna love this shit right here, man. But check this out. I got a legendary rewind episode for you to listen to right now. This is with the legendary. I mean, the legendary DJ Snake of Nemesis, man. And I know you, if you in the rap game, you know who Nemesis is. You know what I'm saying? If you in the rap game, you know who Nemesis is. We also got the CEO of Dallas, Texas, man. Texas Modern Magazine. Prison made me a better criminal, man. Cowboy. In the building, breaking it down. He came back through to bless us with some new projects he got going on. Also, my boy Juju Fam like stopped by to bless us, man. It's going down, man. Y'all check this rewind episode out, man. UrbanSouthRadio.com, January 2010, VK, Valley of the King Studios. It's going down. Brand new network, the Urban South Radio Network, man. It's going down, man.
Urban South Radio.
I'm in the middle of the blues, some big ass beat like what really good. Woof, tweet, way past the red and the ghetto blast meter. Face hitting hard enough to knock you out of sneaker. Triple cup flipping through the radio station, hearing the same cut. Back to back, losing my place. My only place to hear the real South cuts is the funky speakers in the Urban South Dallas. Sound side condition, Pookie and the family bumping on the ground. A-tap to Miami, that pimp to the mid. In Atlanta, twang in the Texas, that's from Louisiana, little y'all in Arkansas, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, stay dirty in Alabama. I heard it tuning in to Germany to Montana. Urban South Radio, don't change the channel.
Connection, man. It's your boy Pookie, Urban South Radio, with my lovely, 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 lovely co-host, Miss
Portia Nicole,
aka
Rocky,
BKA
your future baby mama.
Uh oh, well, my nigga, my man, Loaded,
chilling in the corner.
That cool motherfucker there, man. Hey, check this out. Now, let's just get down to it, man. We got a motherfucking legend in the goddamn building, man. Portia.
I know him as DJ Snake.
Probably. You got to bring this introduction in right now. If you can't bring it in right now, okay, well, shit, come on, all right. I got you. Go ahead, then.
I know him as DJ Snake.
All right. Like, and I'm curious to... Well, I'm... Come on now, you know, I'm diggy a little bit. But huh? I'm curious to know...
What?
You know what I'm saying? All the details about what I've been hearing so much about. So, DJ Snake, will you tell me what all the hype is about?
Can we get a proper Snake introduction, please?
What to do? Somebody.
Somebody.
Why don't you handle that?
Can I get somebody that's bred it?
Yeah, I'm not bred it. You know what I'm saying?
Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
I don't know more about this man.
See you in Dallas, Texas.
All the way from Nemesis to Run C. Goddamn it, to Bobo Luciano, the whole nine. This is a legend in Dallas, motherfucking Texas, man.
That's what that is, baby.
Thank you, Cowboy.
DJ motherfucking Snake, man. What's good with you? Hey, man, first off, I got to say, man, it's a pleasure to have you in the motherfucking house, man. No doubt.
Appreciate you inviting me, man. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
There's so many ways you can go with it, so I'm going to start from the beginning of this thing, man. You are legendary, man, not just in the motherfucking Metroplex, but throughout. You got a lot of shit going on, a lot of shit that you've been doing. But for all our listeners out there that don't know, that should know,
man, formally introduce yourself and break it down as far as, let's start from the whole Nemesis side, man, as far as, because I personally want to know, how did DJ Snake get into this shit, man?
Well, you know, I was a musician first, man, you know what I'm saying? Doing a little old drum thing. South Oak Cliff doing a little old drum thing, you know, in the band and whatnot. Kept on doing that for a hot minute. Met my boy Big Al, you know what I'm saying? My partner, R.I.P. Love you to death, partner, you heard me? We hooked up, man, you know what I'm saying? We started getting that DJ thing on, you know? He was on the radio, KNON, you know what I'm saying? 90.9, 89.3. Did that for a minute. Started getting into this music thing, you know what I'm saying? Real, real serious. Got together with my partner, Bumblebee, Azeem, MC Easy Rock. Put together Nemesis, you know? Sold a few records. You know what I mean? I guess, you know what I'm saying, back then it was, we sold about, I guess, about 30,000 profile hot letters. You know what I'm saying? We got out with them. You know what I'm saying? I got out with Ron C as well. I produced this record as well. They signed us both. The rest is history, baby. Sold a lot of records, man. Long time in the game. Way before it was, you know what I'm saying?
Way, yeah, go ahead.
You heard me? Way before it was cooler, you know what I'm saying? Just get out there and do your thing. You ain't got to be scared to do what you do. If you do that, you're going to make whatever you know what I'm saying? You're going to make good music. Because can't nobody take that from you. Just do you. Don't try to do nobody else. And they're going to accept you for that. Because if you go out there and try to do something else, you can't turn back. You got to stay like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So think about that when you putting it down. I got to tell you one thing, though. I'm real proud of, you know what I'm saying, D-Town coming with a lot of quality music, man. I got quality, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I ain't talking about just the lyrics. I'm talking about the production, the mix, the mastering. I mean, to get into the details of it. Because it was a long time now, people just putting records out, just doing whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
And didn't care what it sounded like. Now they getting it, you know what I mean? Because you can, I mean, it ain't got to be something that everybody like. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about that. This is a business. Put the records out, people want to hear. You know what I mean? That's what that is.
Let me ask you this question. From in the Nemesis days, and I know Raku, you got some questions you want to ask too, because you was right here in the midst of all that shit. But this is a question I want to know. During that time, how were you all able to successfully and consistently make your music, get it out there to and sell 30,000-40,000 records, when during that time it was pretty much in the South, you had Rap-A-Lot, you had ATL side, maybe shit, you know, Dungeon Family side, you know what I'm saying? In Louisiana, you had a lot of, you know what I'm saying, that whole boot side coming up right there. How did you all, because shit, when a motherfucker say Dallas, and when it started from in the history book of the Dallas rap side, from the start, me being an outsider, started from Nemesis.
That's what that is. Actually, we had a distributor down here called Big State. I don't know if y'all remember that. I mean, Rap-A-Lot, a lot of people used to go through them. You know what I mean? We started out. We put that record out ourselves without a distributor. Tom Joyner was the first person down here to play that record. He called us early in this morning on the show. And he played that record probably about three times a morning consistently for about a year. Consistently. Without, you know, us calling him and asking him to do nothing. So, man, he showed us plenty, plenty of love. He got us on the major airwaves. After that, that's when Profile came calling, you know what I'm saying? And started shipping them records through Big State. And we sold about 30,000-40,000. And that was a whole lot of records back then, but independent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, you got a whole lot of records now.
I mean, I know a lot of these cats struggle to sell, you know, 20. Yeah, I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
That's without the internet, without all of these convenient tools that we have now, right?
Exactly. No internet, none of that. We have to hit that chilling circuit, baby.
And at the same time, I mean, you know, looking at these books, looking at these numbers out here as far as the city, that's still at the top. You know what I'm saying? It's a few more people sold some records around here, but it ain't that many.
Exactly. Today, our biggest record probably at right now probably at about 680,000 sold worldwide. You know, we was Tokyo, Japan, Australia, London. We was worldwide, not just in the States. We was everywhere. And we, you know, my royalty checks, we still get royalties. I mean, we see records coming in from all over the place, man. They're using it for movies in Hong Kong, Australia.
Wow.
I mean, it's cool, bro. I mean, it's that music thing. It's still going,
hey,
baby.
Hey, it gotta feel that's good to go to the mailbox. Don't even be expecting a check and that motherfucker there.
Oh, I'm expecting that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
twice a year, every April and October, baby.
All
you hear me? That's what that is.
What would you say? One of y'all biggest records.
Last night was our biggest record, bro. Much as for your bass was us. Well, last night basically started that ball rolling. You know what I'm saying? So I got to say last night. But much as for your bass, as far as the masses, that's what did it for us.
Shout out to Azeem,
man. MC Azeem, baby.
Hey,
we just
on,
down
hold
here.
Hold on. Load it.
What it do?
Man, tell them niggas how we do around here, man.
Man, we don't talk about that shit. We play that shit.
Hey, man, let's see if we can make this shit work, man. Let's see if we can breathe something up, man. You know what I'm saying? Some of this motherfucking nemesis, man. Some of this legendary
That's
shit,
what
man.
The fuck
some
I'm
of this.
About.
What you say?
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I know, that's Bobo. That's some shit Bobo would have said. Go ahead. Oh, man. Hey, last night, goddammit. Bring it in, Porsche.
This is Last Night by your boy Nemesis.
Oh, y'all got to pump out
this.
Hey, man.
Just felt you lie beneath me. What a delight to see. I an endless fantasy. We are in ecstasy. Now I can say I appreciate you for all the lovely things that you do. A thrust, you trust, we must, let's get married.
South Radio.
That was some heat for that ass.
Everybody tonight in the building with that one, man. Even Snake, man, he ain't expect that to roll that shit.
That's what that is, baby.
You ain't expect that, did you, Snake?
Low.
Say, man, I know what you say, man. I know you're OG, man. I know you're OG. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me tell y'all something, man. You still. When I first came to Dallas, I was already fucking with this music shit. And a lot of folks don't know this shit, man. Came straight in, me and Money Waters, bam, we was running real hard. Shit, from the Dream Circle to the motherfucking Nexus to the motherfucking Snake Pit, goddamn, I used to be right there listening to them niggas, right there watching all the goddamn way.
Straight up.
From room to room, room to room, room to room, shit.
Just watching?
Shit, that's all you can do when you got the motherfucking legends at work. When you see, you got the Dream Circle Room, and you got Rum Squad, you got fucking Google and Curve right there cooking up some shit, and then you got Snake in the next room cooking up some shit.
Yeah.
That's history. You got history in the motherfucking building. It's going down in that bitch. Hey, I gotta say, man, I had a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? Real goddamn thing.
That's what's up, man. You know, we're at Arlington right now, man. We still at it. Right there, 316 Abrams. Holler at your boy.
Yeah.
Mind if I give out this email?
Sure.
Go get your beat.
Hey, holler at your boy, Don Beezy, DonBeezy at AOL. That's Don Beezy. Holler at your boy. Got the straight mix, the master, beats, professional. You hear me?
Now, that's going to the whole production side of it now.
Yeah.
We were talking legendary and shit. I'm gonna let you name drop this shit, man. Just as far as the, so people know what level it is when they come to you. As far as, hey man, I need to email that nigga, get his number, and call him on some of the productions on some of them tracks, man. Let them know who shit you've been working with consistently, man. Just get them some names from your clientele list, and let them know your shit. You ain't putting no bullshit out there now.
Okay.
It's real talk.
I mean, you know, just about most of these records you hear or that they playing down here right now, I done had a hand in there, mix or a master somewhere up in there. That's guaranteed. Do a lot of work, Big Chief. You know, I was in Atlanta for about 7 years. I worked with Shelf down there for about 7 years. Mixed a whole bunch of songs for Lil Jon, the East Side Boys. Still fuck with them. We still out there on the grind, man. A bunch of these boys. Blowfly, man, what?
Twisting up that good.
Already, you better get on that Blowfly too,
yeah,
man. Hey, man, you, don't sleep on him.
I got
this other cat out here, man. This dude named Big Hood. Check
know,
him out.
I know Big Hood.
Big Hood doing it big. I'm messing with that boy, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, man.
Oh, no, I was just going to say Big Hood performed at the, when we did the Urban Sound Fam, like Ozone Monitor Search.
Already.
Up at M5, we had Hood.
Already. That's what that is.
Zip call. Did we get the, do we ever get the phone situation straight? We don't? We haven't got it straight yet? Okay, cool. Go ahead, Snake.
It's a lot of names, man. Get at me. Hit me on my email. You know what I'm saying? I'll get you all the information you need, prices and whatnot, and you know what I'm saying? Real affordable. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't going to hit you in the head. We're going to do the damn food. Got my boy Puncho over there making tracks as well, man. So,
Run Squad.
You heard me?
Yes, sir. Load it. My man right here.
I need an Urban South discount.
I can speak for already.
I really need to holler.
Square business, man.
He been waiting for you to come out here.
I really was waiting for you to come. Me and Money Waters was talking, so he told me what it was.
Well, swing through, man. We got the Pros Tools, HD, 120 tracks, whatever you need. You know what I'm saying? Normal mics. We're top of the line, baby. You heard me?
Beautiful. Right on in Arlington on
316 Avenue.
Oh, yeah, right. I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
Peeping thumb.
Yeah,
if I think
you know
about
what's
316
up. Right around the corner, baby.
it's right over there.
Be right there on the corner.
Like me, Loaded, he's in Money. We had to stop school and bless it one day.
Knowledge, if you got a chance to go to school, you know what I'm saying? Go take your Pro Tools class or something, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it'll help you out to really understand the recording end of it, and that'll help you write better, help you be a better musician, help you make beats better, whatnot, because you know exactly what you're listening to and what you listen. Get you some knowledge, man. If not, I mean, go grab you a couple of books and get your read on, baby. You know what I'm saying? The knowledge is out there. You can go on the internet and find anything you want to find.
And you can't.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You got to be in the game for a minute. For that shit right there, dog.
Got some know-how, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't brand new to it. Square business. Come holler at me.
Hey, we got to fuck them up real good. We got to fuck them up just one more good time before we just really close that piece out.
Body got numb, and now you're beating like a big bass drum. You're in position. I'm about to come right through the door, and don't stop. And by now, you're balling like a crock pot. You're in a frenzy. You're all over me. I've got the honey. Your name's Queen Bee. I'm running hot like an ninja. 2 or 3, a long fight. The longer we go, the longer gets my desire, and I wanna see you lose your mind. Cause you know, we'll be doing the grind. But I'm not into torture, that's just not my speed. Some big bass is all I need, and I'm gonna let you have a taste if you keep the pace. Cause I've got the munches for your bass. Let's ride the wave of the bass. I want it all, but not in my face. Take your time and get relaxed. Feel the bass roll down your back. It's not hard, just let it flow. Smooth and easy, it's better when you let go. Take a sample, set the pace. Feel the boom, I got the munchies for your bass. Get down, I mean real deep. Go so low, I can feel it when your bass beats. Give me a kiss now, below my navel. I'm the dinner, the bed is the dining table. Feel the sensation, a real bass blast. Strong vibration, for slower but it builds fast. You're going down, I'm coming up. It's getting heated, you're about to erupt. A little nibble, give me your shoulder. Getting cold feet, I'm getting bolder. What should I do now? I'm feeling alright. The trouble's loose, the bass is getting real tight. It's amazing the way we do it. I know it's shallow, I can see right through it. Now beneath us is the Milky Way. Got me craving munches for your bass.
y'all know what that is, man. We live right here. Southside Connection, man. Urban South Radio, man. It's going down, man. Portia, what's up with it?
Shit, I'm just chilling in the cut, you know. I want you. I need you. I got to have your love.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm feeling it right now.
You feeling that right now?
Yeah. That RKN just got me a little loose, too.
Oh, okay. So, shit, we going to munch it for that bait. So, next time we, I'm talking to Rocky right now. So next time I walk up and down, I look at Snake, goddamn, gonna be telling him, hey, roll that munchies for your face when you step out there. You feel me?
I like that, though.
And speaking of that spot, man, DJ Snake, man, you whole lot of spots, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about all the way from, shit, we motherfucking... I used to party with the Echo Lounge on Greenville, a whole lot of other goddamn spots, you know what I'm saying? You up in Onyx right now.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Get some spots out right now that you at. And also, a lot of artists out there want to know, especially on the Onyx side, because I know you get this shit all day, all night long, how do they get their music played up in that bitch?
Well, first of all, I'm up at Onyx. I'm up in that bitch to 5 in the morning. You heard me? Swing through. See some titties and some ass. Know what I'm saying? Tip some.
You know what I'm saying? Already. You heard me, right? That's the only thing I heard was tip some. I looked up like.
Tip some, man.
Already.
Stop looking at shit.
Hey, Snake.
What
hey,
you looking at?
Snake, Portia had peaches up in this thing, too, man.
What?
Oh, yes,
man.
We had peaches in here.
Man, peaches came in here and shut it down.
Shit, nigga. Her booty didn't fit through the door, did it?
Shit. Halfway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That's my girl, man. For sure.
Buddy.
Yeah, but say, you know what I'm saying? We got a policy. We kind of want people to keep it, you know what I'm saying? Mainstream, you know what I'm saying? We kind of want to do some work, get these radio stations to play it, get it hot in the streets. If it's hot in the streets, I'm going to play it, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much simple as that.
Okay.
Get it hot in the streets.
Is it about being hot in the streets, or is it about like being hot, like popular with the DJs?
That's the same thing. If it's popular with the DJs, it's going to be popular.
I'm just saying, because what if you skip the people and go straight to the DJs?
Hey, that as well. I mean... That's what you're supposed to do in the first place. That's
yeah.
what,
soon, See, that's what I'm
saying. As soon as they come off the presses, go straight to the DJs. The DJs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Send out some MP3s to all your DJs. You know, there's a lot of DJ pools out there where you can get your music out there right away, right then and there. You ain't got to wait. Ain't going to cost you nothing.
The mic.
You know,
well, my quick question was, do you, as a DJ, do you break shit that don't nobody got ever heard?
No doubt. When I hear some shit that I like... You know what I'm saying? I do my best to get a couple of spins a day.
Okay, so is getting hot on the radio or catch your ear, one of those?
Hey, one of the two, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing. You know, first time you hear a song, sometimes it might not just catch you. But, you know what I'm saying, you keep playing it over and over, it'll be like, okay. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? And plus, you know what I'm saying, the girls up there as well, you know what I'm saying, they be on top of their shit, man. They get music way before the guys do.
I'd
be like, where in the hell y'all getting this shit from? They turn me on to a lot of music that I ain't never heard before, so I get a lot of. They my source, man. You know,
what
they keep taking it to the street, man.
Well, that means I got a lot of bad sources. Yeah, man, I got a lot of bad sources.
I done ran some stuff to Snake, and he done played it. Whatever.
Hold on. Oh, I got a lot of bad.
Business. That's
I got a lot of bad sources. Go ahead.
Now, that's what that is, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I let you bar. Send them MP3s to me.
Now you say, where you at again? Onyx and where else?
Right now, just Onyx right now, man. I do private parties here and there. Was it Opus every now and then? But you know, other than that, I'm Onyx, man. 3 days in a row. That do me. I'm in that studio making hits. Mixing something. Making beats. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. The studio in Arlington on 360.
Get at your boy, DonBeezy.com.
All right, let's take this call. I think we got a call, man, for DJ Snake, man. Hopefully, we got everything working out. Caller, you live on the air, Southside Connection, Urban South Radio. Had a lot of calls coming through tonight. We having
your future baby mama.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, we got to get this phone situation worked out, because I want to talk to the people. You know what I'm saying?
And I want you to talk to the people.
Yeah, I mean, like, for real. Like, I want to talk
to them.
See,
stutter.
Like, they want to talk to me, too.
they call like,
hey, guess what? You put that motherfucker right back on the air. Shit. You tried to forget it right.
Hello.
I'll get it.
It looks like he's getting a little more clearer with every call. Yeah, we hear you.
Put your phone on speakerphone.
Hey.
Put your phone on speakerphone.
I already.
Hey, I put it this way. The people out there listening can hear you. We can. You breaking up on our side. So, man, just go ahead. Go ahead and get your rundown, because they can hear you out there. Get your rundown, man, and shit. Just let them know what it is, man. Live DJ Snake, dog.
DJ Snake, what do you say? Check me out. Check all the people for that experiment. Hey, this man. Hey, I'm in the street. Drive, yo. I'm from West. You know what I'm talking about? The reason why I'm in this red game is because of DJ Snake. Isaiah, Big Girl, you know, and the Bumblebee, man. I'm something little bitch ass, man. When I look, I got my ass full. So, Sam grab me loud in the back when mom used to come in and kick the door in. Like, fuck this shit. That's the part of the niggas going, man. But I want to give a shout out to my partner, Alvin Leon, aka Big Al, and Peace, man.
Hold on, my nigga. I know who the fuck this is. Snake.
Yeah.
Hey, this Big Pharaoh, man.
Pharaoh.
I said I know that number.
That's what that is. What's up, Pharaoh? Yeah. Hey, man, that's like my little brother, man. You hear me?
Hey.
What it do, baby?
Thanks, Snake. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for letting me come into the studio. Hey, man, the first time I went to the studio. That's what's up,
man. You know what I'm saying?
We breaking it up. We breaking it up. But everybody know. It's up and easy tonight. If you know hip hop and tonight. So y'all see, y'all in general. Y'all give me an effect that he's up there, man. New York got to go up.
And that's what the fuck that is, man. Hey, we gotta have a lot of listeners tonight. I see y'all out there that say they couldn't hear you either, Pharaoh. So it's breaking up, man. So what we gonna do? We gonna go back, man, and shit. And motherfucking Wood Wheel.
Bust him in the head, man.
Good looking out, Pharaoh.
Yeah,
I'll let you
Pharaoh. Fuck. Street Tri Radio with Big Pharaoh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at this flyer right now. You heard me?
Yeah.
This is a mixtape volume number one.
Yeah,
Pharaoh and Big Sid. That's what's up.
It's going down in the building, man. Southside Connection Show. We live with the legendary motherfucking DJ motherfucking Snake, man. Hey, we're going to go into another song. Hey, you know what? Matter of fact,
what?
We're going to give them a little, put a little stick and move in their life. Hey, man, wait till y'all see this video right here. This song, Stick and Move, by my nigga Show right here, Sky High World. Wait till y'all see this motherfucking video. Load it, tell them.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
cinematography off the chain, man.
It
look like we big budget doing.
Yeah, it look like we on some big budget.
For real, it look like we big boys.
We was on some big budget shit.
But we don't want y'all to know all that.
Sky High World, Sticky Move. MG, what's up with it, man? Let's get it. Southside Connection Show. Big Pharaoh, Raku, St. Louis.
Urban South Radio.
I specialize in fulfilling fantasies. He ain't on his job, tell your man don't be mad at me. You see, I just pick up on the small things. I hit the safe and we can go and play the mall game. You know, you like it, I buy. Sex on the back and the baby, you gotta try. Yeah, see, I say what you want to. Don't let the time pass. past opportunities in front of you. Now then again, it could be behind you. Now tell me who's is it, or do I need to remind you? I pine you, make you feel like you let your soul free. Drink a cup of Kool-Aid, then get ready for round three. You know me, I'm in energizer funny mode. See, I keep going until it overflows. See how it goes when no man is self-built. Before we have the chandelier shaking when we sexing on the floor. See, I'm the man that you call when your man's gone. Waiting at the door for me with nothing but a tile on. Cut your cell phone out because it's me time. Every one time I call, she come three times. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait to stick it in the mood so I can stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait to stick it in the mood so I can stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. I got your bubble bath ready with the lights on. I'ma cater to you, you just sit back and enjoy the show. I got the classic slow jams with the Kelly's. Rose petals on the bed, I splurge for my main thing. I got a magic trick that'll take your breath away. I guarantee my magic stick can take all your stress away. Now you can act like you don't like it, but you know you love me. It don't bite, you can pet it, don't be scared of it. See, I know how to handle her. Got God-given talent, all she need is a manager. I damage you. Hey, you feeling numb from your waist down. I don't need no help back here, just keep your face down. See, I'm a gangster in the street, but I'm a freak later. I ain't got a catch in my four player, make you leak, baby. See, I'm the truth, they just talk real. So when these lanes make you an offer, just tell them no deal. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait to see get in the mood so I can stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait to see get in the mood so I can stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. I got the chocolate, strawberries, and the whipped cream. You're so fine, you gotta wiggle out them tight jeans. See, I've been waiting at home for y'all day. Soon as she hits the door, I'm gonna jump in the hall. Like, call your job and tell him you ain't coming in tomorrow. You got a man that got money, baby, why bother? She got a father, but she calls so bad it don't be easy on the 22s. You gotta try to catch slow. You know you want your girlfriend to see you driving it. I cut the mother holes off cause you the one I'm vibing with. See, when I'm trying to come get it, she say bring it on. When I call her phone, sexual healing is my ringtone. Cut the camera on, baby, I ain't shy at all. Any position you can think of, we gon' try them on. From the walls to the couch to the bedroom, you better wrap your hair. You know you gon' be sleep soon. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait till she get in the mood so I can stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait till she get in the mood so I can stick and move. See, when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move.
Motherfucking house, man. Hey, we live right here on the Southside Connection Show. This your boy Pookie with my lovely, lovely co-host, Miss
Portia Nicole,
aka
Rocky,
and BKA
what? Your future baby mama.
God damn, my other co-host in the building. Oh shit, loaded in the game. Shit, fuck it. Let's put him straight on the air. Carl, you live on the air.
Mr. South Radio.
Man, it's Urban South Radio, Southside Connection Show. You live right now. So many calls coming in right now, man. We got to move that T1 up to a T3, baby.
Upgrade.
Hey, we got the CEO of Dallas, Texas in the building, man. Hey, DJ Snake.
What is peppin'?
I had to run that stick and move by you because my sources... Fucking bringing that teeth from that boy show Sky High World, man. Uh oh, they calling right back in, man. Carlos, we definitely appreciate it, man. We got our producer working on the phone system right now, right, loaded.
Yeah, he on it right now.
Man, that nigga, that's so cool, man.
He on it.
Hey, Snake.
What it do, baby?
Man, get your last words and shout outs before you get up out the building, man. Any last comments you got? Any words you can give to the local artists, local producer, local people looking up at DJ Snake that want to be the next DJ Snake, the next Nemesis, man? What word of advice?
Well, I hope they've been listening because I gave them plenty of advice.
Yeah, you did.
If you need some more, holler at your boy. The game is to be sold.
Damn, somebody calling for that before we get out.
Holler at your boy.
Hey, we're going to try one more time. We got a bad connection, but we're going to try. You live right now.
How you doing, man? It's Mr. Pookie.
Man, this Pookie.
Yeah, this is Street Tribe Radio.
Street Tribe Radio.
Street Tribe?
We just calling in to get a little bit, baby.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I hate breaking up like it is. You know how y'all doing y'all tonight?
Yeah, hey, and we breaking up. Hey, now, y'all record up here, so you know how I can get it, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, if y'all don't know, man, we in the jungle doing this, man. We ain't sitting up in the motherfucking corporate office, man. I'm talking about we down here in it, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about live, I'm talking about it's 420 in this motherfucker. Real 420-ish, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on St. Lou to get it right now. Snake. Close it out, boy, man.
Yo, shout out to my boys, man. The other member, Nemesis, Joe Mac, Azeem. What it do, baby? Joe Mac. You didn't know that?
No.
Joe Mac is in Nemesis, baby. Already.
Southside Joe.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he up at honest with me, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a family thing, baby.
I saw Joe the other night up there, yeah.
That's what that is, come baby. In. Small world.
Oh shit.
R.I.P. to my boy Big L, man. I'm riding for you, baby.
Hey, one more time, Snake, man. Give me that email address, man.
That's Don Beezy, man. Don Beezy. DONBEEZY at AOL. Holla at your boy. Got that studio jumping off, man. You want your stuff mixed right? Do it with the professionals, baby.
I'm telling y'all, y'all better write that email address down right now because when this show come out of podcast, we're going to clip that piece out. The part you got information, we're going to clip that out. So you better write that shit down right now while it's live.
You going to clip it out? Why?
Because they should have been fucking listening.
Oh, real, yeah, shit. That'll be good.
It's going down. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
DJ Do Right. DJ Drop. Definition DJs represent.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, hey, Do Right. Do Right, my motherfucker, man. He hooked us up when I came and I saw you the other night up in that bitch, man.
Oh, that's what's up. Hey, man, shout out to my boy Jack Frost. Let him out, man. He's going to be on soon.
Frost, y'all.
That's what's up. DJ Jack Frost, baby. We ride for you, man.
And that's what it is, man. It's going down. Look. Snake, man, like I said, I can't say it again, man. We definitely appreciate you coming through here. Don't leave this motherfucker without signing this wall. And I'm finna go get my camera out the car, man. About to get into some music. About to get my camera out the car.
That's what's up.
Get bitches in this motherfucker, man. Get some for this ozone.
Bobo Luciano. My little bro. What's up, little bro?
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you got up, Bobo.
Yeah.
We had Bobo. Bobo's here on episode 9.
Okay.
Episode 8 or 9, I put it this way.
That was a great show.
Bobo
by the way.
Was here the week before the UGK album dropped.
He came here
and dropped some exclusive shit.
It was the night before the UGK album dropped.
Now it was the night before Slim Thug album dropped. He brought that leaning up in here.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Hot Steve B-Lo tracks in this motherfucker.
My boy, Steve B-Lo,
you know
baby.
Yeah, yeah. Steve was in here with him, dog.
Already, I mixed Steve B-Lo too. That's what's up.
It was some beautiful shit, man. You know, just to be able to slowly link pieces together as far as having you here. You know what I'm saying?
We That's what's up, man.
Bobo come through this bitch. We had Cowboy. Cowboy had been to this bitch a few times, but we talked to him more in depth. I'm talking about one of the shit. That's down to episode 2-3 of the Southside Connection. We had Cowboy run through this motherfucker. He done ran through here since then with 3, 4, 5, 6 different pieces of product or other projects, all type of shit. We're going to get into that real quick, though, man. But it's going down, man. The RKN Network, man. Stake, we trying to break this shit out here for the locals, man. Whereas, you know, we got a lot of shit going on in the city, in the Metroplex, in the state, in the region. But we got a lot of hungry people out there, man. We just trying to create another outlet for to walk shit into people like you or till we had Bebe come through and he has to grab somebody's shit up out of here. So just the fact of being able to just push local people's shit in y'all hands, people like your hands, man, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I'm showing love, baby. This is my city, man. Been here a long time trying to keep this thing going. They be talking about let's put Dallas on the map. Dallas been on the map. We did that a long time ago. Yeah. Keep us on the map. That's what we need you to do. You hear me?
Shit. And he getting checks twice a year to prove that Dallas been on the motherfucking map.
All over the world, baby. All over the world. They seeing them Oak Cliff symbols on the back of them records, man. You hear me?
Hell yeah.
Sad Dallas symbols. You hear me?
Nemesis.
All over the world, man. That's what that is. Represent it, man. Keep it rolling, baby.
RIP Big Al. And it's been real, man. I tell y'all what, man. You know what?
What?
I'm gonna try something.
What?
I'm gonna try something.
What?
Uh-oh.
You supposed to be stalling with me, goddamn it.
What?
You supposed to be hollering what?
What you gonna try though?
You supposed to be loaded.
What's that?
What's up with it, man?
Chilling.
Hey, she's supposed to be up here styling with me, goddamn it. She ain't. You know what I'm talking about? She ain't did nothing to try to help.
She real 420-ish right now.
Where
she
you at, loaded?
Right
yeah,
now.
She 420-ish right now.
She got.
She excused for all problems.
I can't excuse her.
I've been excused. Y'all should already know that because I'm a little on the thing.
You ain't looking real 420 to me right now.
Loaded. Where you at?
In the cone.
I ain't trying to hear that shit. Here it is, man.
I was trying to do good.
Motherfucking snake in the building. We appreciate it, man. They're giving us 2 months space in the building. You try to give them, you know what I'm saying? We'll talk about this shit later while the goddamn song playing. Here it is, Southside Connection Show, Urban South Radio, man.
Nemesis.
Yeah. You know what? You know what, man? I'm gonna do it like this right here, man. I'm gonna make it something real motherfucking special, man. Urban South Radio. See, we ain't got no motherfucking regulations or none of that shit to stop us from what the fuck we need to do when the fuck we need to change a motherfucking song. You know what I'm talking about? We gonna do it like this right here, man. We gonna bring it to you like this right here, dog.
These are men who say that they're tired of dating the itsy bitsy, goody two-shoe, virgin type women. Why these men say that there's only one type of woman that they want, and that is, they want a freak.
Now's the time. No shame. I like to mention, you freaking, you got my attention.
live, man. Right here. You want to dance to that shit?
I want to dance to that shit.
Shit. Well, goddamn it.
I need a freak.
Walk that shit up there.
If I dance to that, I need a freak. I fuck around.
You fuck around.
Get rain.
You
thunderstorm. nigga, hear that shit. Oh, shit. This nigga, that shit from. Oh, nigga. Make it rain.
571. Where is that?
No idea. We finna find out. Hello? They hung up?
Call back real quick. Put Cowboy on the mic, man. We got some shit.
Yeah, you know Cowboy got some shit.
Okay. Let everybody know what's going on, right?
Yeah, Cowboy.
Behind the scenes.
Hey, this Cowboy CEO of Dallas, Texas, baby. I'm about to get out here, man. I just came out here to support the radio station. My little partner, Rocky, Portia Nicole. Hey, pick up that movie, Prison Made Me a Better Criminal, Real Pimp, Repentance, Thugs, the whole nine, and look out for my new book going to come out in 2 months called How the Black Man Destroyed the Black Woman, book and DVD. We'll be in Barnes & Nobles in 3 months. I'm out, baby. R.I.P. to the king, Michael Jackson forever, homie.
Cowboy.
Yes, sir.
Gotta say. I'm just saying. It's a lot of motherfuckers. I ain't gonna say a lot. I know a few motherfuckers on Prison Made Me a Better Criminal 1. That ain't gonna be to make it on Prison Made Me a Better Criminal.
One of them already in jail.
I know about two of them.
Damn.
Hey, man, they were just keeping it 100, man. You know, the system just caught up with them. That's all.
Hey, man. Watch Cowboy.
The new one coming out. It's called Why We Hate the Police.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did some of the filming right here on the radio show.
Why We Hate the Police, movie and soundtrack.
And I sat there and held the goddamn poster and shut the fuck up. Boy, I'm telling you, Cowboy Jang, man.
Straight, man.
Yeah.
Fuck around with them questions, boy. You be talking about some shit you ain't want.
I'm going to stay on that roll. I'm going to stay on that roll and give me some roll money, man.
Repeat the question before you start talking.
You better think about it. Shout out to that nigga, Frank motherfucking Needles, man.
That's my brother, man.
I see that nigga.
The King.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we just stay on the road, man. So that's why you ain't really seen us, but the product in the streets. We work our product, man. If we go out of town and ain't got no gas money, you can have a credit card in your pocket, but we won't spend gas unless we sell product. We make the product pay for everything.
What's up with Texas Modern Magazine?
Texas Modern Magazine, new issue come out in about 2 weeks, man, but I'm really kind of slowing down on it, being the fact that, first of all, I got about $200,000 tied up into the project in the last 6 months. I mean, the last 4 or 5 years. But these models out of Dallas are so fucked up in the head that it's hard for me to deal with the different attitudes of thinking I'm America's next top model before you even goddamn me get on a video. So I'm really just fucked up about that right now. So I could waste my time on ducks at the lake instead of, you know what I'm saying, in front of the camera.
Working with the modeling side, I understand.
Working with the modeling side is a motherfucking headache. I'm really just really cut my losses on that, man. So my brother supposed to be... My brother supposed to be buying the whole project from under me, so hopefully that happens because I'm really ready to shut it down. I ain't dealing with them hoes' attitudes no more, baby.
Okay, so tell us about, like,
the Ghetto Model of the Month section. The Ghetto Model of the Month section was a section that we put in the magazine for the females that really couldn't make the cut. They come in there with, you know, loud red eyelashes.
Okay, well, before you say that, let me just ask this question. Because it sounds like I need to ask this question for that. Now, what does it take? What qualifies a model to make that section?
Well, the number one Ghetto Model of the Month was really a Rocky homegirl named April. You know, April. She was the number one Ghetto Model of the Month. Pick up that issue.
Can we Google her now?
Her name is April. You know what I'm saying? She danced at DG's. She was the number one Ghetto Model of the Month. It's on the issue where it say it's Skip Cheatham Gay on the bottom of the cover.
Okay. What's the name of that issue? I mean, what's the bottom of that issue?
Like,
it's Skip Cheatham Gay.
All the way around.
But you know, that's what it is, baby. But I'm really trying to get from under that. I'm really tired of dealing with these females like that.
That was a big headache.
It's past the big headache, bro.
You know something about... Now, I don't know who April is, and obviously, I don't want to meet her. I do want to see the ghetto section.
Well, when you look in the book, she got on a Cookie Monster hat and some Cookie Monster thongs.
Oh, shit.
Rock, you know, Rocky brought her to our attention, and I guess she didn't think the magazine would really go get out there, but every place she went, people start saying, I seen you in the ghetto model of the month.
I got to clear this up. She made it to the second issue of the magazine. When it got to it to print,
damn, she made,
a nigga,
she made it past the first round of the ghetto.
She was in the magazine as, like, a beautiful, sexy woman, like the rest of the women in the magazine, including me. And somebody came up to her at Big T and was like,
how do you demote yourself?
I ain't know you was doing it big. Listen. Okay. And he was like, I ain't know you was doing it big. You know what I'm saying? Showed her the magazine. She saw the magazine. She was like, this is bullshit. I can't believe this. I don't like this. Why didn't nobody send this to me before they just printed it out and just started passing it out?
Man.
Everybody in Dallas.
Wow.
And so she got a confusion that, you know, just because you say you're getting submitted to a magazine don't mean that you're going to see what's being printed. You know what I'm saying? So then she got, it was a big misconfusion. She wanted to sue Cowboy and the photographer and me. And Cowboy made her ghetto model of the month.
I say, fuck it, sue. Everything in my mama name.
I mean, that's still my homegirl, though. Wow. You know what I'm saying? That's still my friend, but that was just
crazy. You know, I just don't give a damn. You take the pictures, you say you're going to be in the magazine. Don't come back talking about, no, I changed my mind. Because when you do that, I'm going to run you in two issues. And you know, that's just what it is,
you
baby.
You already signed your publishing agreement.
Hey, man, she in there, man. Right?
Make sure we see that issue.
But yeah. I'm just really, I'm about to, you know, get away from the magazine part. I'm just really tired of dealing with these females out of Dallas.
Okay, yeah, that's out of Dallas. That's
Out of Dallas.
Hey, she had somebody, Snake. Man, what's her name?
April.
Coco.
Oh, Sonya Coco from Tampa.
She had Sonya Coco call in. And everybody out there listening, the phone lines were working great around that time. We got in her ass. But, man, she a world star. You know, one of the video bunnies
right,
on World
right.
Star. We going, hey.
I'm
going to a break.
What about him?
I seen that poster.
Well, Pookie finna try to put a video.
No, I was trying to give you some. I was trying to help you out. Give you that she gave a good reference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We burnt her ass
that's
up
what
on
I
the air, but she did good. I was just trying to help you out as far as that April shit. You know
well,
what I'm
April,
saying?
Well, April, man, she just
it
you know.
It was not me. I mean, I think I do.
What she go by in the club, Portia?
She
in the
Dallas
magazine.
No
she
stay.
You better leave her.
She
well,
don't even stay in Dallas. No
well, what's her club name then? Since she don't stay in Dallas no more.
That
don't mean she can't be listening. No, April is her real name, actually, so I don't even know.
Just pick up the magazine. I probably gave her a name. Tamika.
Oh, Lord. Moving on.
Dallas. Star. But I'm going to get out of here, Daddy. Pick up that movie, Prison Made Me a Better Criminal. www.corporatemarketgroup.com. The new book coming with the DVD called How the Black Man Destroyed the Black Woman. God damn it, we going to keep it Dallas, man.
Hey, now,
already.
When you shoot the movie for the book,
yeah.
Shoot it. I done shot it.
God damn.
And you already know.
The movie in the I'm editing the movie right now, man. I'm finna turn the book into the editors tomorrow.
Okay, so we can't get them there loaded. When you shoot the next motherfucking movie, Cowboy, while we got you live on the app.
Oh, it's the first book that ever had a movie accommodated with it. When you open the book, the movie's going to be in a sleeve. The first book and movie in the United States.
Wow.
When you do the second motherfucking book, Cowboy, and movie with it, man, let me be the fry guy or something in that motherfucker.
Well, you
man.
Mean the third one, because my first one was Why the Black Women Cheat, came out about 6 years ago, the fastest selling book out of Dallas, Texas. Then I ended up going to prison, and shit got fucked up, but it was the fastest selling book out of Dallas, Texas.
Well, Cowboy, the third motherfucking book you write. The
third book called Why I Love White Women.
I can fuck with it. Hey, what y'all like?
You not lying.
Real talk. It's called Why I Love White Women.
That's a good topic for your show, Sam.
I love it. Hey. I love it, man.
Let a nigga
pink toes and snows, baby. I love it, man.
Let a nigga be the fry guy.
Get on that funky honky.
goddamn, I'll be the window washing the motherfucking movie, nigga.
I love white women. Coming with a documentary called I Love White Women.
Yeah, boy, how they get in touch with you, man?
972-781-8958. Y'all can Google my number, 972-781-8958, and all my movies going to pop up.
With the number.
I ain't hard to find, baby. Or you can hit me up on MySpace. Just type in Cowboy, the CEO of Dallas, Texas, or Texas Baller Magazine, or Corporate Films. Google my number. Go to YouTube. I got over 100,000 hits.
Say it again.
Go to YouTube and type up Real Pimps, and you'll see I got 100,000 hits on each one of them. So okay. I'm still eating, man. I get them checks in the mail, too, man.
What's the number again?
972-781-8958. The whole United States know it. I got the most popular motherfucking number in the city of Texas. Not the city of Dallas, but the city of Texas, because Dallas too small for me now. You understand me? Dallas is a big city, but a small community. Everybody know everybody. If you say you don't know me, I can't even speak on that.
But
if you know Obama, you know me.
If you ain't been to Dallas, you ain't been to Texas.
Dallas is a big city, but a small community, man. That means that everybody talks in the city.
Yeah.
And you got to get out of Dallas if you want to make some money.
Oh, that's no doubt.
Period. Dallas is too small to get rich. You got to get out of Dallas and then come back, because you understand, Dallas is really, I'm going to just keep it 100. Dallas is a dick riding city. We sweat anything from out of town. If Puffy come to town, you're going to treat him like he Magic Don Juan. When I come to town, you talking about Cowboy who? But when I go out of town, it's a whole different situation. So, and that goes to I'm talking about the artists in Dallas, not the consumers, because the artists really, the consumers follow the artists. If the artists stop hating on each other, the consumers will pick it up.
Wow. That's real
time. And, I'm just going to keep it 100 with you, baby.
Oh, man, that's what the fuck that is, y'all. You know, we need that. We need you to come through and bless us with that.
I need to see Big Chief on Tom Tom album. I need to see, goddamn me, Big Tuck on Thero album. You know what I'm saying? I need to see Cottonmouth. I need to see motherfucking Cottonmouth and Blowfly get back together, man. Oh,
man.
Hey, you know what, though? Hey, y'all know what though? We made some shit like that happen right here though. You was in here that night. We had Blowfly, we had Cottonmouth in here. They talking about before that, the trip that part, we had Big Ben in here the week before that. He was talking about doing that
Rally Boy.
Rally 2
out. Well, I did it about 5 years ago. I did a movie called In My City, and I tried to bring the whole city together. Everybody that was doing music is in that DVD. And I ain't never got one phone call to say, nigga, I appreciate you taking me to Little Rock and taking me to California. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Lil Twist. Goddamn me. Out of Dallas, Texas. Signed with Lil Wayne. We got to get that boy's props. That youngster doing this thing, man. Shout out to Diamond D too for bringing that boy to life.
Yeah, he did do that. Shout out to Diamond D
too. And Nemesis. Goddamn me. Parking lot of Dixon. Understand what I'm saying? The parking lot of Dixon. That was the hardest motherfucking song back in the day, bro, that you can get. I know blood niggas that was jamming the parking lot of Dixon.
Damn.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. And shout out to, my horn. Hey, man, I got to be somewhere like Obama. But Larry Johnson. Shout out to Larry Johnson, too, man. For really, really looking out for Dallas, man. That's one of the brothers that really gave back to the D-Town, man. Larry Johnson, goddamn Skyline graduate, Dixon, parking lot of Dixon. He used to give our shoes in the motherfucking parking lot, nigga, Converse.
Wow.
Cowboy, say answer your phone, man.
I'm about to get out of here, man. The CEO of Dallas, Texas.
Say answer your phone real quick.
Answer my phone?
Yeah.
Dude, we get Lil Will and Damn D and the Young Cast are really holding it. They really holding it down. I don't give a damn what these niggas say about ringtones, goddamn me. Show me one nigga that don't want money off ringtones, I'll show you a fool. Damn D, Lil Will, y'all niggas do y'all thing, baby.
Fam life in the building.
I'm out, man. CEO of Dallas, Texas.
Hey, that's what the fuck that is. Hey, hold on,
bye
Cowboy.
Bye, Cowboy.
Hey, hold on. We got to get a couple shots going, man. Hey, what we going to do? I'm going to go into a motherfucking break, man. Hey, you know what?
You know what?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go into two songs, man. Hey, I got something for all my OG niggas out there. And after that, I'm going to play my boy, Whoa the Mac, man. Whoa, man. Popping tonight, dog. We just, I'm talking about that video, too.
Shout out to Nemesis, baby. Hey, shout out to Nemesis.
That's right.
Ron C. Erica Badu. Apples and Peaches. D.O.C.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. I got something for all my OG niggas out there, all my players, dog. I believe when this song came out, man.
Only in Oak Cliff.
Hey, I believe everybody was getting money, man. I swear. Southside Connection Show. Fuck ride, my nigga. One sec. Two.
Shout out to my big sister, Vita Lovey, out there in L.A. at the BET. We're on our way back right now.
Two.
What's up?
Now, you OG out here, man. We got Cowboy in the building. We got Snake in the motherfucking house, man. And we were just talking about the whole Nemesis side, man. You know what I'm saying? What was you doing around that motherfucking time out here, man? Doing that whole Nemesis thing?
Shit, I was out here fucking with Pitt. We Quentin Black, Show. We was out here in the mix.
Yep. You like that with it, too?
Yep. I think I started fucking with Black in 99. I came out here from Cali in 93. I was in the mix. Believe that.
Shit, give me some of your Nemesis, some of them Black moments, man. We had a lot of people calling in, dog, that was hearing some of the old stories that was being told since we got you in the building, man. Just update these boys, man, real quick.
Are you talking about Quentin Black or just us in general?
Man, I'm talking about Snake and Nemesis.
Man, I can tell you like this, man. When we start fucking with that boy Black, I think he's one of them hottest thing out. It was Shake Them Haters Off. Ain't that what it was? It was Shake Them Haters Off. Snake Pit. It was Short. Man, Pook, I can't even think that far back. But, man, we was out here. We were putting it down. When I met you in 90 what? You was over at the other station, right?
Give him the mic. Give him the mic.
What'd you say?
I said, give him the mic. He can't get Snake the mic. You talking to Snake or you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh, what you say?
What year I met you in, Pook?
Oh, shit, man. 99?
Man, when I met Pook, man, Pook was down with Fam Life. Pook always got at me. He was getting at me around the curve. He didn't come straight at me, right? He was getting at me. I'm wondering, what the fuck is Pook talking about? Man, one day, man, Pook locked up. Me and Pook been together ever since. What, how many years now? About 6, 7?
Yeah, it's been a minute now. It's been a ride.
Yeah, now we like full-fledged. We out here in the street. We pushing it. And I get a call today from LC, direct. He like, man, I hear y'all niggas out there putting it down, man. He said, y'all niggas hitting all the clubs. I got 3 different reports on y'all. Y'all keep that shit going, man.
Where's Duke? Why didn't you bring him tonight?
He Dude D on his way to Oklahoma right now. He going out there for a reunion.
Aw, that's sweet. Hey, Dookie.
Hey, for everybody that listen out, my Dallas people, real quick, man. Tonight is going down, motherfucking Ice Bar, DJ K-Rock.
Oh, you must.
Is having his motherfucking birthday party, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I tell y'all what, man.
At the Ice Bar.
Hey, we got our shit back right for all my OGs. Here it go. Let me go get my motherfucking camera right. These boys trying to get out of here, man. It's going down. Southside Connection Show. Sorry for the technical difficulties,
Loaded,
man.
What it do?
I stalled you as long as I fucking could.
Loaded, you must need some weed or something. You high or you ain't high? Hey, Pitt.
Oh,
y'all, and MJG in the motherfucking house. And we came here today to talk to you about this thing called pimping. It has been misunderstood over the years. So now we have come to set the record straight. Niggas don't do this shit right. It takes a special kind of nigga. You know what I'm saying? It takes a nigga that's hard from the start. You gotta have heart to meet a bitch, mac her down, then rip her apart. It's all in the game. A nigga can't change. If you don't break a bitch, then your game is lame, man. See, I'm from Tennessee with curls and gold teeth. So everywhere I go, bitches strike up conversations with me about the way I talk, about the way I dress, about how my gold teeth look so fresh. See how I bait a man soon as a nigga speaks. That deep voice just make a bitch knees weak. I'm in my Cadillac, chilling like a fat mac, smoking on a fat sack, drinking on a Pontiac. I pick up my car phone, call the freak beat. It's my nigga baby mama, but sometimes I creep. That's just the way it is. Niggas have to take a chance when you ain't around. Anybody could be in that ass. But I'm just a young nigga trying to make a dollar. And the way I live, to some it's hard to swallow. See, living down south ain't what you think it'd be. 9 times out of 10, niggas like me, pimps.
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to teach all these lames, you know, how to do this shit. Cause it's really a hard job. But them lame niggas, they make me get so high.
And I just can't seem to get my feet on the ground. And I just can't seem to get my feet on the ground.
Now let me explain a pimp. A nigga about the M-O-N-E-Y. See a hoe, break a hoe, and try to influence the bitch to turn a trick for the nigga who persuaded her to sell ass like hoes supposed to. Now how the fuck you think a pimp is slipping? Surrounded by all these hoes that's going and giving me money. It's funny how a hoe can make you think she with you when all the time she's just another nigga's gold digger. MJG got a bitch for a rich trick. Take care of your business, bring me the money. Yeah, this shit is thick. Hope don't violate. Bitch, you know I taught you better. Take all his cash, bam on his ass. Write that trick a love letter. Train your woman to break a man. Man meeting another nigga. Just some shit in the game. Same old saying to make your pimpin' thicker. Slicker the pimpin' gets. Freakier gets the bitch. MJG is rich. I'm cuckoo for these tricks.
Set that ass out, and right about now I'm gonna file one of these flips and get so high.
And I just can't seem to get my feet on the ground.
Oh, shit. So high.
And I just can't seem to get my feet on the ground.
Part two, it's all the same, G. Trying to school fools on this P-I-M-P. Lesson one, first you should pull a bitch, fuck a good next time. If you don't tell that hoe who is boss, bitches like to run shit but end up getting smacked in the mouth. See a real nigga, believe in beating them hoes down. Push your head into the wall till you hear that cracking sound. Drown in the tub, rubber dub dub. Some niggas get pussy whooped and fall into a love buzz. Buying hoes this, buying hoes that. Then bragging to your friends how you fucked them from the back. Never how you took that cash, never how you beat their ass, never how you pull a hoes. You should be around niggas like me, pimps.
Yeah, man, these niggas trip, you know what I'm saying? But niggas like me, I had to smoke them spliffs to get my mind off that shit. And when I smoke them, I get so high.
And I just can't seem to get my feet on the ground. And I just can't seem to get my feet on the ground.
Whatever there is a hope, there's bound to be a pimp. The pimp supplies his bitch. bitches with some tricks that they can tempt. A sucker will spend his money till he ain't got nothing left. Instead of blaming the bitch, he needs to blame it on himself. It wouldn't be a hoe if it wasn't for the tricks, but I suggest we keep him so a pimp can keep his bitch. It need to be understood there wouldn't be one without the other. So why the fuck these folks keep trying to sweat a motherfucker? Jealous sucker, just mad. They can't hang with the pimp thing, looking to sprinkle some salt in a pimp's game. How in the fuck do you figure that pimping is dead? Well, nigga, you know it's a lie. Pimping is misunderstood by those who can't. That's why they said it died. Others tried pimping, but was only making jump. Change one track minded niggas never run the M train. Rearrange shit that they done seen in the movie script. Damn, ain't dead a bitch. Damn, ain't dead a niggas bitch. Like me.
Pimp. J fucking G. P-I-M-P. Stand down on this pimping about these hoes. But some niggas fuck sit up for real niggas, and that shit just makes me get so high.
And I just get seen to get my teeth on the ground.
Oh yeah, I get so fucking high.
And I just get seen to get my teeth on the
people that called in, man. Everybody from motherfucking Dallas. Everybody from the goddamn region, the South, the motherfucking nation, the world that support us, man.
Loaded.
We out.
Hey, man. They cool in the motherfucker, dog. That cool ass nigga.
Trip, man. Whatever happened to pimps, man? What if Michael Jackson was a pimp? Should it be him and Tito be riding around in a Cadillac and shit? Slow down, Tito. Slow down, Tito. Damn. Is that my hoe over there sitting on the curb? Let me out. Come here, girl.
Michael Jackson. Diva. Michael, Michael, Michael. Michael turned out to be a real nigga. He's not paying him at Never Never Land. He said, you work here and you ain't gonna never, never get paid. Now they say Michael Jackson's broke. They're back to that again, which is a lie. If he didn't have any money, that hair would be nappy. That hair is always perm, and perms cost money. And get it out of your mind. Michael's not a pedophile. He's not a fucking pedophile. I knew that during the trial. When them grown-ups come in there talking about they saw Michael get naked and dick on hard and fuck the kids 15, 20 years ago. You're an adult. I'm the judge. I locked the door. Everybody going to jail. All you grown folks going to jail. You watch a child get like that. You held this shit for 20 years. You're going to fucking jail. It's about that money. It was bullshit. Come on, Michael got naked. That nigga won't even take his gloves off. That nigga ain't got naked.
One life.
Yeah.
Shield game, nigga.
Yeah.
They say they did this, they say they did that. But what I wanna know is what they do with that. They say they did this, they say they did that. But what I wanna know is what they do with that. They just talk about it, but see I really do it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it, I'm allergic to it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. They just talk about it, but see I really do it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it, I'm allergic to it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. Them niggas don't like me. Bitch won't rape me. I'm immune to it. The hate's so contagious. Came from the bottom, hopped on the elevator. Got some jail cells, that's why we celebrate. I let that paper talk, I'm just a translator. The boy go hard on them, harder than sandpaper. A baller, a foul, so wear your invitation. Both arms, they belong in a refrigerator. I made it out the hood, you should congratulate me. See, I really do it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. They just talk about it. But see, I really do it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. Four phones with me, he think he's so important. She tell him that she busy, she tell me that she bored. My shoe is so loud, so loud she can't ignore it. I guess I'm feeling myself, she on the same accord. I spin it for the brothers, see that's who I endorse. I throw it at the strippers, like that's who I support. I throw it in the air, she sweep it off the floor. Black mixed with Asian, she favor Kamora. Pop them bottom tops, a toast to Shakur. I'm screaming one life, cause life too short. 500 hearts, 100 on the invoice. Kiss mama, drop a stack in a top drawer. They just talk about it, but see I really do it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. They just talk about it, but see I really do it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to it. You might like being broke, but I'm allergic to it.
Get off me.
I got a whip so sick, so tall. When you see me drop the top, better make a nigga pop.
I got a
bitch so thick, no flaw. Good law, when you see I holler out.
I got a
crib so big, plastic screens on the wall, pool in the backyard.
I got a
whole lot of money, do a whole lot of things.
Chevy, I call now laters. If you see it now, still be talking about it later. Outside Jolly Rancher, inside Gator. 28 got it sitting tall like an escalator. Digital in the dash with the motor chromed out. Lambo doors with the